from Not Boring by Packy McCormick. Weekly dose of optimism, #192. Hi friends, happy Friday and welcome back to our 192nd weekly dose of optimism. I'm out in California getting optimism injected straight into my veins with a bunch of company visits from the future, on many of which more to come. Plus, we finally got some UFO disclosure. I'm feeling the sci-fi, and it's real early here, so let's get to it. We celebrate ambitious companies every week in the dose, but ambitious also means long odds, and not every ambitious company ends the same way. Some shut down, some sell assets, some get acquired, some simply reach the point where winding down is the right move. But however a company ends, there are still final steps to handle. State filings, investor communications, distributions, compliance requirements, asset decisions, and remaining obligations. Simple closure helps founders bring structure to closure, so the process is handled clearly, responsibly, and without becoming another month's long burden. Whether you're actively winding down or trying to understand what comes next, simple closure can help. One Department of War, the American people can now access the federal government's declassified UIP files instantly. The latest UIP videos, photos, and original source documents from across the entire United States government are all in one place, no clearance required. It is early here in SF and I haven't had time to go through these or even see the internet sentiment on what we got here, but the DoW has released the first batch of UIP encounter photos, files, and videos. They're all on this website, and there will be more to come. The truth is out there. It showed robots cooking a 4-minute, 20-plus subtask meal that includes one, handed egg cracking and by manual knife work, pipetting liquid into a centrifuge tube and screwing on a 1cm cap, solving a Rubik's Cube by manually, which Genesis claims is a first for a general purpose system without Mechanica. L fixtures building on OpenAI's 2019 single, handed milestone, making a smoothie from raw ingredients, doing wire harnessing the holy grail of automotive manufacturing, and separately, playing piano Rush E, naturally as a stress test for their control stack. Happy disclosure day. Genesis AI is getting handsy. This week, the company released Gen 26.5, the first public model in their Gen family, meant to solve dexterity. The model is one of four pieces in Genesis stack that make the demo possible. A robotics native foundation model trained jointly across language, vision, proprioception, tactile, and action, using flow matching over a joint distribution of trajectories. Genesis says they've collected over 200,000 hours of multimodal DIDO with partners, a data collection glove with EMF-based finger tracking and dense tactile sensing across the hand, designed to be worn during real work on the assembly line, in the lab bench, in the kitchen, on the keys, etc. So collection doesn't change the behavior being collected. A 1-1 humans, Gale robotic hand, Genesis hand 1.0 with 20 active back, drivable degrees of freedom and soft material across the palm and fingers. For now, Gen 26.5 itself runs on an existing dexterous platform, reported to be China's Wuji Tech. Hand 1.0 is the next step in the hardware roadmap, a custom control stack and simulator. They threw out the vendor controller on their bimanual arms and rewrote it. End-to-end latency dropped from -80 ms to as low as 3 ms, and tracking error on a 15cm circle dropped from -20 ms to -2 ms. The simulator Genesis World lets them run 2,700 robot hours of evaluation per chart point without touching real hardware. The reason they believe robots haven't generalized like LLMs isn't that the models aren't smart enough, but that the data has been a fraction of a percent of what humans naturally generate every day, captured through interfaces that distort the very behavior they're trying to record, which is what E. Van Beard and I argued in Many Small Steps for Robots, One Giant Leap for Mankind. The argument is that all four pieces have to be co-designed, because compromises in any one of them propagate everywhere else. Vertical integration for the win. The glove is their bet on fixing that, and the hand is a bet that you can match the human end effector closely enough that mapping is near lossless. Together, they make the case that the full stack is the thing. The company claims that most of the demo tasks required less than 1 hour of task-specific robot data, or under 200 episodes for skills shorter than 20 seconds. So train the general model, and then efficiently post-train on very small amounts for each specific task. The Genesis team frames Gen 26.5 as an early but important step. While there are still open questions about how the system would operate in the real world on tasks that weren't set up specifically for the demo, this seems like one of many small steps on the path to Rosie's in every home. Beep boop baby. Big week for Elon, doing battle in court with OpenAI, selling Colossus 1-300 MW of compute to Anthropic, and on the side, building a surgical robot that can operate on any region of the brain. What did you get done this week? It moves through 5 axes with 10 micron precision, places an electrode thread in 1.5 seconds vs. 17 seconds on the prior generation, an 11x speedup, uses 8 optical coherence tomography cameras to map vasculature in 3D in real time, pierces the dura mater directly without removing it, and can reach roughly 99% of brain structures, not just the cortex. We're building a surgical robot capable of reaching any brain region. The goal, a generalized neural interface to help solve any condition that originates in the brain. The new robot is a generational upgrade on the R1 that's been used since 2024. Any brain region expands what Neuralink can fix and ultimately enhance. Cortex only means paralysis. Cortex plus deep regions means epilepsy, disrupted electrical activity, Parkinson's motor circuits in the basal ganglia, a depression and PTSD, mood and memory circuits, and the long tail of conditions that originate in the brain, which, depending on who you believe, is everything. Neuralink is already dramatically improving its patients' lives, but if you combine what Neuralink is up to with what Genesis is up to, the future starts looking a lot like the future. Way back in Dose #79, we talked about Magrathea Metals' $28 million partnership with the DoD to produce carbon-neutral magnesium from seawater and brines. Now, Magrathea has raised $24 million to produce clean, carbon-neutral magnesium in the West. Zero primary magnesium is produced in North America. Zilch. Nada, the continent's last major producer, U.S. Magnesium on the Great Salt Lake, went bankrupt and shut down in 2025 after Utah denied the permits. Roughly 85% of the world's magnesium now comes from China, mostly via the Pijan process, the coal-fired ferrosilicon reduction of dolomy ore, both China-dominated and dirty. Magnesium is the gateway metal for the alloys that make airplanes, EV, and the Black Hawk helicopter, which apparently needs till the 400 pounds of the stuff per unit. Magnesium glycinate also helps me sleep at night. The Department of Energy, Department of War, and Department of the Interior are all officially classified as a critical mineral, and as with many other critical minerals, we import nearly all of it, mostly from a strategic competitor. Magrathea can produce here by extracting magnesium electrolytically from seawater and waste brines instead of digging up ore. The technical innovation, according to CEO Alex Grant, isn't really the electrolysis, which has been around since the 1940s, but the dry-down step that turns wet magnesium chloride into pure anhydrosum, DCl2, that an electrolyzer can crack. The company says its facilities will cost till the 50% less per ton of capacity than competing approaches, and they've already locked in $500 M+ per year in future metal sales via MOUs and binding agar.